top of the morning.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello. Oh.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, City of Rockingham wants to enact bans on roaming cats to keep them out of some 44 nature reserves. They've got quite the list on there.
Yeah.
They originally tried this to change local laws back in 2021, but they abandoned that plan after feedback from the Department of Local Government. But they want to do it again. So this is, you know, obviously controlling feral and domestic.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, isn't it? Because, like, obviously with a dog, you keep them confined.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, they're not just roaming the streets during the day, but cats, I guess, unless you've got one of the runs
cat
in your backyard,
yeah,
they'd be anywhere.
Well, I mean, look, good luck trying to catch a cat for a start.
Yeah.
But I guess it's they're not reaching into people's yards to go, oh, sorry, your cat was out, but, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that will be somewhat controversial, perhaps.
Mm.
There'll be some that will argue.
Happy Wednesday.
It is the middle
Wednesday.
Of the week.
Wednesday.
It's the middle of the week. Let's just leave it at that.
It really is. Yeah. Like, when it's a 4-day, it's a nice even split.
It's good.
You know?
Nikki and DeMello this morning. Meta had a little crisis overnight. Apparently, users of Facebook and Insta had to take to other social media platforms to report there were widespread login issues.
Oh, God forbid you couldn't get into Facebook.
Well, there were a lot of people that had to go elsewhere and go, what's going on? I thought I'd been hacked.
Oh.
Kind of humbling when the group's head of communications had to use their Twitter account to acknowledge the issues, which is one of the ones not in their family, obviously. It's a bit like us running an ad on Triple M saying our transmitters failed. It's kind of weird, isn't it? But anyway, some were reporting issues on other platforms too, like TikTok, YouTube, and even Google. And even though Threads also apparently were affected, I don't think anyone noticed. Does anyone use Threads?
I don't. So it was just for a few hours. A
couple of hours.
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone lost their mind.
And mostly overnight. I woke up this morning and looked at Facebook and people were like, oh, my God, I thought I was hacked. What was going on? It's like people obviously up in the middle of the night on all sorts of social media.
Goodness. Anyway.
This is when bad decisions get made.
Yeah.
Social media in the middle of the night is generally not a good place.
Yeah, it was just a reminder not to be on it.
Exactly. That was their own little community announcement. It was like, listen.
Go to bed.
Yeah. Repairs on the Aquatic Centre roof in Mandurah completed this month, according to reports. There was a question asked in the local council meetings. Apparently, it's on track to be sorted by March, which is, for those following at home, almost 3 years after the roof was initially damaged.
My God, has it been that long? I was going to say, it's been a long time, but I didn't think it was 3 years.
It's coming up on 3 years.
Wow.
So there you go. It's 2021 was the storm that
it's about time
took out the roof. And Daisy Ridley, or Ray, from the Disney era Star Wars movies, has been spotted on the streets of Albany.
Oh, yes, filming, I can't remember what the movie is. It's the end of the world kind of movie, isn't
Zombie
it?
Zombie thing, We Bury the Dead,
yes.
It's called. Didn't see any Walking Dead in the streets of Albany at the time. Or if we did, no one noticed.
It's just a normal day in Albany, isn't it?
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean
Come
that.
Come on now. We have a very strong audience in Albany and we love them all.
Oh, dear.
You think about it. We've had quite a few big names, you know, making flicks. I mean, okay, two. Nicolas Cage, Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
It's a start.
That's it for now.
Who knows who's next?
Yeah. They'll see their movies and be like, I want to be there.
Yeah. You wait.
Hollywood, the new Hollywood.
Christopher Walken's going to be here next year. That's my pick. Putting it out there. So, researchers at Ningaloo have been tagging whale sharks with Fitbits or monitoring devices to learn whether or not they get worried or distressed by tourists swimming alongside them.
Mm.
And the researchers have said, not really. Yeah. The behaviour is...
They're so used to it by now.
I guess so. I suppose they've grown up for generations.
Yeah.
Accustomed to it. Their behaviour, they say, fairly unchanged. Sometimes a little bit of an increase in heart rate and activity when tourists are around compared to when they're not, but it's not dramatic. So
no.
There you go. Not bothered much by tourists, but given they're wearing Fitbits, I'm guessing they're worried about their step count. Or
maybe that's why they're keeping the heart rate down. They're like, we've got the Fitbits on.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep the heart rate down.
Or whatever the fish equivalent of a step count is. That's something I hadn't thought about. But anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
It is less than 2 weeks till Crabfest 2024, not this weekend, next weekend.
Uh-huh.
All the action returns to the Mandurah foreshore with the games, the Mandurah Mazda Action Sports Games, and obviously cooking demonstrations and pot bellies, amongst mm-hmm. others, on the big stage, and so much other stuff going on. Info at crabfest.com.au, and it's March 16 and 17.
Awesome.
Peel Rotary are running their free sausage sizzle for those doing it tough again this evening. It happens on the first Wednesday of each month. And if you want info, you can check the What's On section of coastlive.com.au.
Great idea.
Yeah. March 6th is National Oreo Cookie Day as well as National Cheesecake Day.
Oh, well, I'm just going to have to get an Oreo cheesecake then, aren't I?
I mean, yes.
I think it's law.
I think so. And, you know, just interesting side point, you know when they do, like, cookies and cream ice cream or whatever else? That's generally Oreo, but just they didn't want to, you know, do the...
They get it before they brand it?
Yeah. Or they get like a cheap knockoff. But anyway, yeah. So there's cookies and cream cheesecake. Sounds like a good option today.
Yeah.
It's also National Frozen Food Day. Making veggies and fish accessible to more people than ever back in the day when they first came up with flash freezing. And still frozen peas, I reckon, the pinnacle of frozen food.
Yeah, quality. Frozen peas, great idea.
Yeah.
Where would we be without them?
It's also, Nikki, National Dress Day today.
Dress Day.
That's right, celebrating the most versatile item of clothing, they say.
Oh, well, I wore a dress today. Look at me.
And it's versatile.
You did too, which is gorgeous.
I
did,
I know, thank you. I love this one because it's got bonus pockets.
We love a dress with pockets.
Who doesn't?
Nikki and DeMello's.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Yes, riddle time. And Joseph from Waikiki is our riddler today. G'day, Joseph.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on today? What happens that's exciting at school on a Wednesday?
We have science.
Oh, nice. Ooh, okay.
Nice. A bit of science for a Wednesday.
And maybe some jigsaw-style building blocks from Plus Plus.
Mm.
That could be a scientific pursuit. You could
build. That would be great.
Yeah, well, you could build all sorts of cool things with that. Thanks to Sick Hobbies in Rockingham, that's the prize on Friday.
You just have to solve this to get in the running. Jimmy's mother had four children. She named the first Monday. She named the second Tuesday. She named the third Wednesday. So what did she name the fourth child?
Is it Jimmy?
Is it Jimmy?
Oh, Jimmy's the odd one out, really, isn't he?
He is, but...
There's four kids. We've said they're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that Jimmy's mum had four kids, so obviously the fourth is called Jimmy.
That's right. There we go.
Great work.
Joseph, nicely done.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
97.3
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go!
For Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Sale now on, see Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore at Mandurah Home City. And inserting entertainment directly to your brain. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. Our Aussie Eurovision Act has been announced for 2024.
Okay.
Electric Fields will represent Australia at the 68th Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden with their soulful dance anthem, One Mulkali, or One Blood. Here it is.
And I descend to the center of the earth. I may be dreaming, but the atoms are awake. Spill the tea on reality and the open 618. What you gonna do on the ramp? Well, Mickey, what you gonna do when you see?
That is appropriately fabulous.
I love it.
4 euros. It's pretty good.
This year will be Australia's ninth in the song contest and the second time that SBS has gone with an internal selection instead of holding the public national final. You know, they used to do the broadcast and we voted. Right. So no voting for us anymore.
No.
Because we've gotten it wrong
clearly. Poor choices.
Now the song contest kicks off in May with the grand final on May 11th. Taylor Swift's blockbuster Eras Tour concert film is coming to Disney Plus soon and includes a few more surprises. Just like in true Taylor style, there's multiple versions of this as well as her songs. It's called the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's version.
Okay.
Very confusing. Anyway, this time round, the movie will include the song Cardigan plus four additional acoustic tracks not featured in the previous versions.
Right.
So here's a bit of the new trailer.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life.
Are you ready for it?
I'll be your host this evening. My name is Taylor, and welcome to the Eras Tour.
So there you go. You can stream Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's version, when it debuts on Disney Plus on March 15th, so next week.
Well, no doubt she will break streaming as well.
Obviously.
Yeah.
She's also announced the final edition of the Tortured Poets Department album during her concert in Singapore. The final cover and a new song called The Black Dog were revealed. She also shared the cover art on her Instagram with the caption, "Old Habits Die Screaming." She has revealed the Tortured Poets Department arrives on April 19. So plenty more Taylor on the horizon just when you thought it would be over.
Whoa, what a relief.
No.
I thought she was going to be leaving us for a little bit there.
No way. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.